Are you with?
The inspector
I don't of, because offender here, if you look at the definition of offender, this refers to somebody that has already been sentenced. It means a convicted person sentenced to incarceration or correctional service. Now, I'm not sure now if you still say they remain unsentenced, but you're saying the definition of offender refers to somebody convicted already. Thank you.
Because you see, the self is also saying that this person is still an awaiting victim. He has not yet been sentenced. He is still an awaiting
victim. But when you say it's taken to a person, the definition as sent in the bill is only for a sentence of gender. As I earlier on indicated, the gentleman is in the convicted one, but not yet sentenced. But as I also again already have indicated, the such a person who is convicted but not yet sentenced is an awaiting service hearing. So this will be considered for
I'm just wondering. Firstly, we had a new term that we have acquired. That of detainee. Now we are trying to move away from the higher temple, trying to humanize somebody. Now this person is not sentenced. Now we are saying he is an offender, one is included. Now he can't be an offender when and therefore, we have, I think we are wondering why we have moved away now from this. Because it's a new term, special beginning. For example, it's being unsentenced. And we said, no, they must be in English because they are not sentenced. Now, so what is therefore what we have is that we have to draw a distinction between extended and unsentenced detainees. We don't mean people who have already been sentenced and are still away from that. But what I'm saying is people who have never been sentenced, but they are on time. And we value people as if they are proven guilty, then they are offended. If they are not proven guilty, they are detainees, but sentenced. Which is more softer than you. They were trying to humanize
it. Yeah, it is it. Mr. Peter is correct. Because you are coming, Mr. Cole spoke right about this way, the change in the way. You came, the department came with this terminology of the same. Now you are coming with offending. You see, In seven, offenders must be kept separate from unsentenced offenders.
Thank you.
Or are we being tried to detain him? What is it? What do you mean by that? Can you find it on page 4? The last paragraph. An offender must be kept separate from unsentenced offenders or awaiting trial detainees.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
We are not yet there. We are going step by step. When you come to Lamu.
Yes, I'm there, Chapter 3.
Yeah.
Now who are you? Chapter 3, who show Ubuti A? Who go by the way, Ubuti A? And then you check. He gave back in the season. Soon that people want to see the department. Because even now, in the season, we cannot, I don't understand how to go to this community that they engage in the past. So that's why I said, people by the way, Ubuti A. Now the season, who be a corner.
Let's get the paper.
want to interpret the definition that we have and sentence of faith. It means any person who is wrongfully detained in a concerned center and who has been convicted of an offense, but who has not been sentenced in custody. So that means he's an offender who is detained and also who has been convicted. But now if you look at the definition of an offender, someone has already been sentenced in custody. And I see the confusion that into college. But then it could be also be the problem if you say I'm sending an inmate. Because an inmate is someone else. If you decide that a person is being convicted or not convicted, and someone is being detained, but how will you say? So it's not just to say that person is being detained. It's not say, well, some of the textbooks that they have sent an inmate was not sent. So it's going to be the possibility to change instead of saying I'm sending an inmate. That one comes. But then, this court, by having this definition, by defining unsentenced offender, we are trying to qualify for the purpose of this legislation. What does that mean? What does unsentenced offender mean in this case? It means what is already stated there. Someone who has been convicted, someone who is detained, but he has not yet been sentenced. So this is what is the cardinal has to say. So this is what is the I understand the way that you can use the offender, but the offender is already defined as someone else. But what I'm trying to say is this has been defined. If you look at the legislation, you're going to say, if you look at the legislation and you see unsentenced offender, okay, we're going to have some text and legislation, and it will tell you what does that word mean. I'm going to say that it's clear enough, but I think what the reason why it has been defined to qualify.
I understand the point. Shouldn't we then be creating two categories of people in the definition? And remove the word just offender. You have a sentence offender, which means one thing, and an unsentenced offender, which means another thing. That's really what we should do. We can't have an overarching definition of offender. We have a definition called sentence offender, and a definition called unsentenced offender. Both of those things can be explained.
Thank you.
themselves when they never choose not to be me. Love Satan, the temptation. Let any woman be blessed. Trust and keep amen.
You are saying that the commission may allow community organizations, non-governmental organizations, and religious organizations, denominations of organizations to interact with inmates in order to facilitate the rehabilitation and integration of the inmates in the community. It's a very good idea, noble idea. You see, correctional services. Any prison is a restorative place. Now I want to know what security measures do you have in place to implement this? Let me give an example of what I'm talking about. There's a lot of indicators. Now, and you see, this thing is very good. I know that the future and all this, we are promoting, but you see, you can't open the doors of prison so wide open. There's a lot of syndicates operating in our country, in our district, and we are saying that we will open up. I'm asking, what security measures do you have in place? First, to screen that organization, to verify, then verify that organization. I don't want to mention names of organizations that can do that. That is currently sitting with members in prison. Now, if they can group together. And since now we are a non-governmental organization, and we are also saying, because the act is saying that we must be allowed.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I think very much important to note is that the department in the last 2 years or 3 years, the starting with a credit to all service providers. This will exactly happen here. The service provider or the organization that applies to enter the department will be accredited by the department. The program will be accredited and the organization will be screened for the purpose. It serves no purpose to bring an organization in that cannot contribute to the offending behavior or threat upon offending behavior of the offender. So that organization will be screened and will be accredited by the program that you bring into the correctional center. As program are really effective. Does contribute to something. Presently, we have exactly what you're saying, people who just come in and try to present a program, but the program does not have any effect on the offending behavior of the offender. So there is a system in place before accrediting all service providers.
Okay. Because the
Mr. Monday,
thank you. It is for long. We have that effect. Because my main worry is having the same reason that you have used. Is it necessary for this opportunity to law? Because the gentleman there is saying they are having the link without being put into law. It is now necessary because my problem is the same as you have. If it's put into law, then people demand and quote the law. That's not going to pay for that.
And taking the department's report to say that you are saying yes, that any organization is also seeking to nomination can vote. That is what most of us
are. The only answer will be that the actor thing might, so there's no must. The commissioner might. Just say commissioner must. I think that he can. We will stand in court if somebody was forced to participate. And we said, sorry, but this will not contribute to the rehabilitation of the offender. So it's may, it's not a must.
Thank you. you and then Mr.
Yes, I have a question in that answer.
Yeah.
My question is, is it necessary that it made a law? Because he said the academic wing without it is removing anything in the act.
I think that it's important to understand. I think it's correct that May is important because it gives the commission the discretion. But I think we are dealing with two separate things that we might want to include if we keep in this clause. One is the right of a community organization or religious body that is registered to the department. See, that it's open-ended. Any organization, two people can form some organization. They are part of a syndicate, and they can claim to be working in the interest of inmates. But we know that their actual purpose is something else. So I think we should look at perhaps the idea of registered organization, and two, is the accredited program working? It's not just any old program that you come there, you pretend to be doing good, etc. If we can match those two ideas, organizations are properly recognized and registered in the department, and three, and also then, accredited program. They have a right then to come and interact with the person that facilitates the rehabilitation. I think it would be a positive idea. But as it stands now, it's extremely wide and it's open to the second
maybe the department and well must come with a resolution before the committee to say that this is the resolution. This is what we are going to do to
an impression of the word care, substituting support in line with the white paper on corrections 2005 of the department. In the current act, the heading of this section was development and support services. It has now been amended to be in line with the white paper and to read correction, development and care programs and services. Clause 17, section 17. Change of family from prisoners to inmates. From 18, section 18. Same change of terminology from prisoners to inmates. From 19, section 19. The same change of terminology. Inmates, prisoners to inmates. Clause 10, section 20. Change of terminology, drug substance amendment.
Yes.
Are you with us? Are you with us? You know you are fashioned this one of the baby. Can you raise it again?
Yes, it's true, I remember fighting. My question was that on that camp company that said, okay, well, I was here to judge that. Okay, I agree. When we say maybe 1 or 2 years, we must take this baby outside. But my problem is, who is going to be responsible for that baby? Then I was here, if you look at the street, when we get hold of that people in the street, it's terrible. Now, Chairman, I was here, I understand. Like they say in UK and the famous in the students in the United States, 18 months, 2 years before. So, how many problems is in the United all the students in the street will happen now. Now, if, because when the woman, mom, is in the street, they're terrible. Now, when you take this thing out, who is going to be responsible? Who is going to be responsible? But it's easy to die. But my wife is there. Who is going to be responsible? And in any sense, after 1 or 2 weeks, you're going to find that baby. That's this boy again in the street. Some of them, they're starting to kill their booty. Some of them, they're starting to commit a crime. Now, who is going to be responsible? And then responsible for that and at the time, my suggestion on Friday, I was saying, if maybe we can say, because we don't have a big number of women in South Africa, a small number. And at the time, we don't have a big increase in this number. If we can, in the yard of our president, maybe we can build the house there in South Africa. And where the children can be there with their mom, and play with the children, what are the children who didn't push back and cool. And then that, I think, is very, very important. Not only to say, let's take this baby out, but we don't even say, who should be responsible. Children must have been.
Thank you, Bishop. Let me add to that. And I want the department to give us a reason why they decide now or come up with this amendment from 5 years to 2 years. Is it that the department, one, can't cope with the issue of 5 years? Maybe there's the financial constraint in there to keep that child until 5 years. Because it's a very serious step that we are taking from 5 years to 2 years. Now maybe the department, you see, you are putting this thing here, we don't know what is the reason for that. You have decided to bring it down to 2 years. Maybe if you can help us with that. But before that, I think Mr. Peter and Mr. Peter, just indicate, because I'm also reading it from you. Please call my name and say, Chapter 7, you can be here.
If you just walk up to the left, when you can find the book, it's the one. Essentially, the book is actually a president in the past by the corner. Now, what therapy would be better is that the money is highlighted, put in law, that on condition the child will be released, on condition that a welfare officer is going to take care of safety of the child. The money is like that. You can't have it. After 3 years, the child is not taken off. And only 5 years, there's nobody there going to look for that child. It means the money is like that.
Good morning, Chair, and thank you for the opportunity to be here this morning. Mr. Chair, I think it's also from our side is a recognition. We currently have 168 children younger than 5 years in prison with their mothers. And I think there's general consensus that the prison is a very unnatural environment, especially to bring up children so young. But then Bishop Solan and Mr. Pichard making a very valid argument. And we had that problem in the past as well, whether you have 5 years or 3 years or 2 years. The problem is that when you decide to, or when the child is reaches the age where they must now be placed out of prison, who decides on the best alternative? We have cases, for instance, where the child is with the mother for 3 or 4 years, and the mother is due to be released in 8 months. But now the child has come to the age of 5, and they must be placed out. Whereas if that is a term could be extended, the mother could be checked with the child all the time. It is also factual, so Mr. Chair, that 55% of the female prisoners report that they have no contact with their families or with their children once the children are placed in foster care. So we would argue, Mr. Chair, with the greatest of respect, is that we consider opening a children's court case in each of those, when a child is admitted with his mother and they reach the age of 2 years, that the department must then refer the matter to the children's court, and that the children's court can then look at the merits of the case, look at the circumstances. They have all the infrastructure, social workers, legal experts, they have it already available, and that they would then decide, as they do in civil or in private matters, whether the child will be placed in custody or kept with the mother or whatever. But that the time frame is the chair, that one be careful of setting down a time frame which at the end of the day could have far-reaching implications. But I think also, Mr. Chair, just from last from our side, we fully recognize the complexity of dealing with children in prison. It is not the ideal environment, and we fully support that something must be placed in, put in place to better deal with the current situation. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. You see, what I will propose, because it's a very good debate. But I think that we must also invite the Department of Social Welfare. We must help them as part of our party here. So that you see that the issue that Mr. Fika is raising, that it must be there. That we mustn't leave it open, as you have said, let them also come and give us their side of the story. The Department of Social Welfare that must come. If this thing that Bishop Toro is raising is correct or not, is it feasible or not, you can continue to respond to this one.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I think Gideon has put it very clearly. There's not always a problem with children. It will always be a problem with children. At this stage, really no place, specific time that one can set. And even these days, presently, when a child has been admitted, immediately we start looking for foster children, parents or family to take the child. So we don't want them inside, but those that are inside are those that we really could not get into the custody or somewhere else. What we have done is, it comes a long way, and the 5 years sounds very long, that it should be 5 years for a child. But things have changed in South Africa. More facilities are available and more care for the children is available. And as Gideon said, it's not a conducive environment for a child. Even if you look in the international perspective, you'll find some countries that take a child about for 5 years, 6 years. But that woman being kept on prison farm, where the children are open and the women are open, the children can run around and even know even they are in a prison environment. I think our female correctional centers just did not provide for all the facilities for children. That is our biggest problem. Although the Act made provision for a mother and child unit, I don't think it's all the places in this country. And if we from our side could get them out earlier, which is not, I mean, it's not our responsibility to do that to children, there are other partners, exactly what you said, social development can answer on that. We will prefer them to get them out to prison as quick as possible. I doubt whether we have legislation, perhaps, as you said here, that we need to, but the departure point will be getting out as quick as possible so that they don't get involved in, grow up in an environment that is totally not conducive to the child.
Thank you very much, Mr. Crick. We will bring in the Department of Social Welfare. Anyone who wants to see a winning winner?
Thank you, Shepherd. Although your questions are not asked, Shepherd, our goal is to do the follow-up work. Our one to is also the matter of the department that in terms of utilizing the 3 years and 5 years, what was the problem? And that we have the committee who can help them maybe to say 5 years is too much. Would I have gone for 3 years or would I have gone for 2 years? If we can get that explanation, your question was not answered. So that we can debate on in terms of the year, that is the year that the children must stay inside in the center.
What is the motivation for you to stay from 3 years, from 5 years to 3 years?
I think the motivation is we don't want children in custody. That's number one. And there are a lot of criticism about children in custody, in a prison environment. And if you can bring down into 2 years, research has shown that 2 years is the best. South African research, and even taking into consideration overseas research, that 2 years, actually between 18 months and 2 years, are the best time to look into alternative places for a child to stay and inside that prison environment. That is the main reason for that. Critics from children, from mothers inside, that we don't want to have. And then not to take the child away too early from a mother, so that the band one can still be there the first 2 years of the child, where a lot of things took place. And this is what research has shown, that that is the critical part, 2 years. This is why we decide on 2 years, and not 5 years.
Thank you, Chairperson. I think, Chairperson, I agree with the department about the children that they mustn't be inside in the center. Instead of 5 years, Chairperson, maybe we can say for the children that cannot stay long inside. Let us make say 2 years is enough for the child to stay inside in the prison. No matter the situation, we don't have more facilities for the children. It's not healthy. Maybe we need also bring the Ubuntu from our community in terms of this. The social department is working proposed. I think they're the ones who are going to assist us as the department, as the correctional, to deal with this problem. Because people that must have Ubuntu also. Because that place is not good, even for yourself, Ujala. It's wrong on you. A 1 year, a day is like a year. What about a child that is going to stay in that place for 2 years or 3 years? It's too much. Let the Department of Social Services work together with us so that we can come up with a good solution. Even if we must get volunteers outside that are going to stay with those children, let us work on that so that maybe when the mother go out, must go and take the child on that day. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Mr. Where the conditions can be
other part of the story of, you know, person where the creative ability is there, much better than the administration facility outside of this. So it entirely depends. But what one needs to look at, right, is what are the circumstances of the inmate, what are the circumstances of the child, what are the length of the time each child needs to be looked at holistically individually. And the family court seems to be the place for the children's court, for the children's court. The children's court seems to be the best place that will take all those situations into account and then make a determination for them.
Laid our record in that we figured that we can work under those programs to finish the investment.
you know, it's not just solitary confinement, there may be other interventions that are required and things that need to happen. But then it goes on, and I'm sorry to go ahead of them, into the new section 25 over the page. And then it says the seeking of the sanctioned people in that itself, right, the whole solitary confinement, the infecting, the infecting judge, the involved in the peer review and the concerns and so on and so forth. But in the cases that are serious and repeated things, where the disciplinary official is directed that the inmate is segregated in order to undergo programs to change the disciplinary officer's behavior, as far as I can tell, there's no review by infecting judge or anybody else. Now, I just, if that point is necessary, in other words, this would seem to be the most serious thing that can happen to you in a disciplinary procedure. In other words, you're a repeat offender, you are aggressive, whatever the case might be, a serious thing, you're now going to be, you're going to be segregated, and you're going to undergo program and correcting his or her behavior, but that particular thing does not seem to be reviewed. Can I just give clarity?
Chairperson, I think I should quickly think that the 14.4, in fact, the most serious penalty in terms of the disciplinary process is a criminal or inmate was solitary confinement. The thing is that that penalty should be removed from the Act. It should then be replaced, not the penalty, but that person is then, in terms of behavior of such a nature that you have to subject the person to an intensive program, you have to ensure the person will be segregated. If you go on to 4.35, it's clear that if you're getting a solid performance to remove and to change in a single cell, by that means, that we should project it because extending the single cell is for the person to be segregated to undergo this program. That's the actual heading. And then that will be subjected to all the measures in terms of the inspecting judge and the nurses and so on. I hope that's how it applies.
Let's just take a factual situation. We had a situation where somebody is transferred to hospital. This is a serious repeat offender and a security risk and so on and so forth. Now, if that subject is reduced, it means we're not. You see what I'm saying? I think that just, we need to just look very carefully at what the intention is and then make sure that the law reflects the intention.
Yes. Mr. Morris?
Mr. Chair, yes. I'm also a bit of concern with the specific wording of Section 25, Subsection 1, where the term solitary confinement is now replaced, and the wording would say that, or would state that before an inmate is detained in a single cell, the matter must be referred to the inspecting judge. Now, Mr. Chen, if we consider that about 10% of the prison accommodation, the total population is kept in single cells, we are referring about, on a daily basis, probably about 24,000 people being kept in a single cell. Now, the definition here does not exclude normal detention in a single cell, and it's stated here that all cases, before an inmate is detained in a single cell, the matter must be referred to the inspecting judge. It means that there will have to be a review on basically every person in the single cell, even those there on own request and so on. And it becomes an administrative nightmare, Mr. Chair, which would basically mean that the ability of the inspectorate to identify serious cases is nullified because we need to look at each and every person detained in a single cell. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thanks for that, Mr. Morris. You know, it's true what Mr. Morris. In your focus, in Coyambo, 11 people are staying in a single cell. Now, if we are talking about single cell, yes, then Mr.
intention of the department to be able to do something in our country. So we request that the commission.
Yeah, you must flag it so that the only way we are doing or addition. So that you have a okay. Can you also, you know, in age 24, where it is a yearning before a year of the human being, all the personal lives of the human being, and we have the human formally, and without the human being. And that's it. Yes?
Thank you for your question. It basically means that it should not be a formal process. The inmate is not a legal representation and then later the company is a
legacy. Yeah, but elsewhere, elsewhere in the document, in this history, you are saying that an inmate must not appear. Legal aid, when does the disciplinary I see that you are asking me. Okay, it's your turn. That's fine. You know what I would propose? If anything is deleted, tell us. That's fine. Not necessary. You confirm?
It doesn't confirm.
You can proceed. Okay.
What?
You want to say something? Sorry. Please, sir.
I think the point that was raised by the researcher. Wanted to find out how much they deleted the provision that would have allowed legal application in the type of serious offense. They deleted that. I wanted to find out why. The reason for that particular question is if we simply say in this paragraph that they get into play and correctional sense of authorized official must be connected to no one without representation. Running a risk of having multiple offenses or infringements, that would warrant a form of legal representation. And under any standard, no one would have even known in that category right legal representation. I think the safest option would be then if you say omit that option, but stipulate a category of infringement for this legal representation because that would be. For example, if one would take into account the issue of the health representative officer would not be legally qualified and think it would be unfair to expect legal representation, but also in the sense would be unfair to confer too much power on that particular official. So I think we need to just look at what type of imprisonment are we referring to in this particular.
But the other question then comes in. That I asked on Friday. If we are putting that clause in, then, you know, we are having very filthy rich people in prison. And they can do whatever they want because they can afford an advocate, very senior advocate. That's the one. The other one is that we can then lot of money, the legal report lawyer will then be called in to come and assist. But I'm saying that we as a committee will deal with this, this one. We will deal with this to see where we will find the members. You know, I've said that we are going to have a place as well, but I'm going to be very strict because we must make sure that we have a lot of so we are going to have 5 minutes. Is that here in public?
The amendment provides that such searches must be done by professionals other than professional officials certified in the field. As a result of the amendment, these searches will be conducted by people other than professional officials. In other words, such doctors and doctors do not have, should be doctors or nurses do not have a doctor-patient relationship with the inmate.
Anything on that one? Nothing. Okay, you can continue.
First, in the 8th section, in addition to the seminary of the mass and then to there's also an addition of subsection 1B. Which talks about inmates undergoing programs, also related to the New Jersey section. Section 31. In addition to the amendment relating to prisoners and inmates, there's also something. The department does not need to obtain authorization from the court when facing delayed support in handcuffs or delayed hiring. The amendment reflects that before the department can take the inmates in such handcuffs or delayed hiring, they must obtain authorization from the court.
I know that some of the magistrates and the judges don't want to see any inmate in front of them with handcuffs or black eyes. But we, as a committee, will debate that. You are correct to ask if it's pressure from the court or if it's from the court. We must debate that. Okay.
Now,
for this block, 2 seconds. Yeah. I think the conversation was made. 12, we must be finished. Thank you very much. 5 minutes, please. Then we come to 32, yeah? We are 31, we are finished with 31. We will be...
The addition made to this section, this is subsection D, section 40, section D. However, as far as it's possible, in aid at providing the offender with market related skills in order to be gainfully employed in society on the day.
You see the problem that I am in. Also be very careful not to do things in market to be rooted in. So with other words, you see that this entire talk, that's why I'm saying that we as the community must sit and talk about this talk and this addition and this. Because now if we are saying market related skills in order to gainfully employ in very deep thing that we are doing. But let's not deal with it as I do in my eyes. Let the comments deal with it. In terms of it,
the elements of program with relation to inmates.
You see, on page 1, you are asking 41, on 41, the second thing, offenders who are illiterate or children, they be compelled to take part in the educational program offered in terms of. We must not say means, especially for children. So that child can decide if he wants to participate in this educational system. We must say must, because we are saying, you know, say for an adult, it's very difficult. But for a child, we must say must.
Whether or not they attend
that's one mistake, Mr. 41. He did not ask that he, what you are saying. That the department must provide for these access to a full a range of programs. He did not ask that. And even X, yes. But that's large in my department.
Thank you, Chairperson. You're correct me whether it was in fact on this one. On page 27, it says, or 7 may never.
Page 27.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, page 27 on amendment on the side. An offender may never be instructed or complete to wear this form of punishment or disciplinary measure. Chairperson, I don't know whether you said we made news today on the news deal about this, on the COVID.
Can the speaker with you on page 27? That's the old one. No,
On section 41.
Can we deal with this one?
Maybe? Yeah, but this one also. There is chapter 3.
On page 27?
Page 11. Yeah,
you have said on page 27.
On this one, page 11.
Okay.
At the bottom.
Yeah. I see.
Did you see?
On 5.
Yes.
5, ne?
Yeah.
The offender may never be instructed or compelled to work as a form of punishment or disciplinary measure.
Yeah. Chairperson, I'm worried about this situation. And because you find that most of the inmates are sleeping the hallway because they know about this act. And how are you going to force them to go to this program because the act is allowing them to work or not to work. And again, even if we force them to work, there's no act that is protecting them in terms of the injured. Like on other things, when we go to oversight, we find that the inmate is cut by the machine, and that inmate, you know what, will be there forever. He likes that alone. And what are we saying about that, chapter 3? And thank you.
No, very good point. Please mark it in your thing, because we as this committee must come up with answers to that. The department is only doing this. We will do it. But you can respond if you want to respond. But
I think we should just read that one by saying for must not be a kind of disciplinary or punishment. For punishment or disciplinary you cannot compel them to work. Normal work they have to do. They can keep them busy, you can compel them to work, but not for a purpose of punishment or disciplinary issue. Like an attendant unit, you go and work in a garden. You're going to do that. It's not a form of a punishment. That's actually the circuit of basic punishment or disciplinary case. Then as a worker, the offenders are not part of the workforce, but they are covered, which is what you reach by but they're not under the workers' men compensation.
See, the issue that men raise is, you are saying that in one thing, it is covered there. Sufficient work must, as far as practicable, be
might be compelled.
We would debate it in the community. Because that indeed is also the thing that Nandrin is talking about. These offenders are reading. They are having more time than you are having in the system. You are here working. They are reading the very same journal now in the cell. Okay. We are at chapter 14. No, let's deal with
41.
Are we at 39 now?
No,
who about 39?
Section 41, clause 39.
Oh, I see.
In addition to the gender of community, there is also the Fourth Amendment. Agents of each are the offender must undergo a certain program.
The department must provide social and psychological training. We must say the National Commission. And it's not open ended. We are putting it to the National Commission. We can do whatever we want.
From
12 to 24 months. This is the 2A. Ensure that each offender has been assessed and that for offenders serving more than it was first 12 months. Now we are seeing 24 months. There is a plan specified in the section. Why are we changing it from 12 to
Mr. Chair, thank you. The only reason why we're saying is because offenders under 24 months, if the current act, 12 months now, they can go home already on parole. And usually those people are the offenders that we utilize to work in low-risk areas. and he didn't have enough time always to come to programs and think programs. And the intention of programs is not so heavy on him. We really, you know, don't want to, I'm not saying waste time with him, but rather concentrate on those offenders with longer term sentences that we can accommodate. I think the capacity is just not there to deal with every offender. It's not to say we're not going to deal with offenders to be a sentence for 24 months, but to have some needs, we can attend to his needs. But there's no sentence plan specifically that tells what he should reach within this 2 years' time. The sentence plan are more for the longer term offender that we can determine what we want to do within the time in front of him. Presently 12 months is very short, but even 24 months, we will struggle to come to a 3 years, on a 3 year sentence, to come to a very good sentence plan for a 3 year sentence beginners. Here now you can go out on parole as it stands now. So you're not going to have so much intervention that took place. That's why we brought it to 24 months. It also impacts on the parole board activities, where the parole board, if you come close to later on in the act, you will find that the parole board will now deal with offenders serving more than 24 months, while it was presently 12 months. So we wanted to bring that to bring months at higher than the peace.
And we will discuss it as a comment and go deep with you. And if you can proceed now. An offender must be housed at the correctional center, close to the place where he or she is residing after the meeting. Why are we not dealing with this in the afternoon now with this? The department, many inmates are challenging the department's condition. They say that to act equally, I must be in open. But we are sitting with a problem of overcrowding. We don't have, and D is a maximum, and Kronstadt is a medium. D must be sent to Kursi. The act is saying that we must be housed at the correction closes to this day. You understand? And I know that there's a lot of change.
I think you're quite right, Mr. Chair. The May is stuck. We brought in the May so that it's not a must. So there's no must that it must be kept there. But in line with international standards, we keep them as close as possible to the place where they reside, or reside afterwards. They don't have a right to be placed where they will reside. It's just a May. So this is why we talk about maximums, but particularly our two private prisons. Thomas of the Mulu, President of the Kutama, but he's from Cape Town, from Hofstad, some of them from Cape Town, people in Hofstad. So he's only a mate, it's not a must, and he cannot put the court in that one. It's not a must.
My was a good idea.
Must be a mate.
We will deal with it when you arrive.
to offend us, gentlemen? Would you like to offend us?
See there again, actually, offenders must be provided with materials and financial support as prescribed by the regulation. You see, we are going to run into serious problems when we are saying must. Offenders must be provided with materials and financial support. In other words, if this person is being released, he must get the materials and finance. Please note this.
In terms of which the amendments are intended to add bone of a body offender, the opportunity to serve non-custodial sentences and to hear them being educated and being integrated into society. This is by the introduction of our issue of the other conditions that may be added to the offender on based on the law. There's also a duplication of subsection A. In second position, can I ask that in second position,
relates to the place on the house arrest, which is the place of etc. It's actually strictly based on the current condition in the Act, and the Department of Justice has strictly based on what will be contained to the Act that the city continues to permit its own public work. And furthermore, then, I think what's substantive is that in 1447G, subsection R is added, which opens up the possibility other conditions as which is currently in the Act is just also this condition for all was not able to apply any other conditions than those who didn't mention in the Act.
Yeah. Now you know what I would propose to the department. Bring anything. Give it before Friday. Anything that you want to delete from the bill. So that we mustn't deal with this bill. So that when we as a portfolio committee are sitting, then we know what we might do.
I would prefer let's not you are not dealing with this now. We as the committee deal with it, discuss it, debate it, study it. You know, and I will have a better proposal, because you see from 8:16 up until the last week, it deals with very controversial and sensitive issues. I will ask the member to go from 8:17, take from 8:16. When we meet on Friday, because we are meeting on Friday again, to have the same exercise that we are just doing now. That we are meeting on Friday and we deal with this thing. Because you see, it's now power from court to the minister. Power from court to the minister. And that needs very thorough thinking from all of us. From all of us. That we can't rush through it. We must be patient. So that's why I will propose that from 8:17, we deal with this, you know, 8:16. From 8:16, we go, please members, please, from 8:16 to the last day, we are dealing with this in our study group, as individuals, please let us go and check them. I don't think that it will be fair for us now. When you come back on Friday, you will be here on Friday, and then we can debate and go in. Do you have three members? Yes. So, I think that we have come to the end. Do you have anything to say? We have come to the end of our meeting. We will take it further from 8:16 up until the last day. From there, so that we other things that we might. But not only that, if members go to their offices and see any other thing in the other things from 8:1 to 8:15, please, we must go. Next, Mr. Crick, you want to say anything? No, thank you very much. Thank you very much, everybody, for attending the meeting and participating in this meeting. It's really very much encouraging that members of the committee are meeting and participating in this. You know, I have said on Friday, we must never ever make this mistake. To change laws that will suit a specific situation. We must make laws for the country. And it won't be here after 2009, but this law must continue to go. When I'm not there, we must not. The person who is sitting here must not come and say we are changing it again because cannot speak now. We must make laws for generations to come. So that's why I really appreciate what you are doing. With this word, thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.